You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Lydia Adams, one of Canada's most distinguished conductors, has been conductor and artistic director of the Amadeus Choir of Greater Toronto since 1984 and of the Elmer Eisler Singers since 1998. Now, this Saturday, May 11th, both choirs will merge to perform Bach's B minor Mass at Yorkminster Park Baptist Church at 7:30 p.m. Lydia joins us this morning to talk about it, as well as, to my very wonderful and great surprise, mezzo-soprano Catherine Wynne Rogers, who will also be singing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Jean.
What
a treat.
Oh, it's a treat for us to be here.
Absolutely.
Now, Lydia and Catherine. Lydia, tell me how you guys know each other. What's going on
oh,
here?
Oh, well, we had the great good fortune to go to the Royal College of Music in London, England. Mm-hmm. And Catherine and I think we met on the very first day.
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When I was there. Well, the only person I met before Catherine was actually Sir David Wilcox, which is sort of a whole story in itself of getting into the Bach choir, but sort of by accident. But then the second person was Catherine.
And Lydia persuaded me to join the Bach choir as well. We had quite a lot of fun together in that choir.
And we were in the Royal College of Music chorus together, mm-hmm. and we sang with Sir David right off the bat, and that was an amazing experience. And in fact, it was Sir David who conducted us in our very first B minor Mass as well,
mm-hmm.
which we experienced together. So we go back a long way.
Prehistoric.
That is fantastic. How many singers are in the Amadeus Choir, Lydia?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, I guess about...
Wait a minute. You don't know?
Okay. I think we'll have, with both choirs, I think we have probably about 100 singers on Saturday night.
That's wonderful.
So it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And the soloists are other than Catherine Wynne Rogers, mezzo-soprano.
And they're all, it's wonderful. Leslie Fagan.
Yes, she's fabulous.
Who's sung with us many times. And Leslie is an honorary patron of the Amadeus Choir, as is Catherine.
Nice.
So it's great, so honor, special that they're here for this. Then Andrew Haji is going to sing the tenor solos, which is gorgeous. And then Alexander Dobson is the bass baritone. And for Alex, I knew him when he was a treble in the Toronto Children's Chorus.
Wow. Oh,
and
Lord.
I'm pretty sure I played his audition going into the University of Toronto. And I'm absolutely positive that I played his very first singing lesson with Lois Marshall.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and it was then when I'll never forget, because Alex was there and he was very shy. And
sure.
Lois Marshall said, "You have a wonderful voice. You are going to, have a big career." And he completely reddened up. He was so shy. He couldn't believe that this great woman had believed in him so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had this marvelous career.
Isn't it wonderful to have all this history?
Oh, it is.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Well, speaking of history, I'm going to put this question to the two of you. I mean, you both obviously have done the B minor Mass many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes up again, do you either shake your head and go, "Oh God, another B minor Mass," or, I mean, how do you keep it fresh for yourselves?
Oh boy, go ahead, Catherine.
Well, it's kind of music which doesn't tire.
Right.
There's so much in it, and it's just, I mean, Bach is just amazing. And they do think he wrote it for posterity because it was never performed in his lifetime.
Yeah.
So, he was writing something that he felt, I hope, that it would continue to be performed, and so it does, and it's just such a thrill. I don't do it so often. I mean, the Messiah, I would say, would be the
one
in that sense, but I still get very excited doing the Messiah. Mm. I quite often tear up at the overture thinking that, if only Handel knew we're still doing this piece this many years later.
Wow.
And of course, there's works, so many other works that don't get done so much, but nonetheless, it's just the quality, I think, just outlasts everything.
No, I mean, not that it's important to put you in a specific category, but if you have greater comfort, feel greater comfort singing the Messiah, then would you consider yourself to be a contralto? Was that...
No, I'm just
purposes.
Known for my bottom. Shall I rephrase
now
that?
There's the headline for this interview, right there.
No, I'm a mezzo with a low... A low range.
Right.
I used to sing as a contralto when I met Lydia.
Oh, that's
I was singing
I
as a contralto.
I thought that.
But I do sing high. I do my Dream Gerontius with high A and everything, things like that.
Right.
So,
and the B minor Mass, it sits somewhat higher, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a slightly different tessitura, mm-hmm. it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you still living in England?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, wow. Isn't that wonderful that you've come to Toronto to work with Lydia?
Well, it's
and
just
hang out and
when
stuff.
We say work, we are doing this as a collaboration. And it's a tribute to Lydia. So, uh-huh. you know.
It is a tribute to yeah. Lydia, and that's quite wonderful as well,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it tough taking direction from your your person buddy. You've known so
oh,
long?
I know. I don't think it's
no.
It's not direction. No.
Not this one.
I usually let the allow. I encourage the soloist to do their tempo and their style. I mean, yeah. I feel my job is to accompany them. Mm-hmm. I have great artists here with me. And I'm not going to interfere with that at all. I want to try to make our accompaniment for them the best that it can be.
Right. But also, you know one another that well, then the expression when you say, "Is that good?" and you go, "Yeah."
Then you know you've got
we
to make a change.
We kind of know one another well enough to know. And in any case, I know it's never going to be bad. It's just going to be, you might just want it a little faster or whatever. But,
yeah, that's right.
But, like David used to do when we ran through the soloists, and David would be going, "Yes, Catherine, don't drag. Don't drag. Keep up." But then when it came to the show, he would accompany.
Because
he'd done the rehearsal.
Yeah,
and that's,
isn't that nice? Yeah, this great yeah. man. I mean, David Wilcox. Just so amazing because mm-hmm. He gave both Catherine and I our very first professional engagements. And, that was he actually, when you were still a student, I think, Catherine, is that
much,
right? Or just at, pretty much, or just at the end. So,
Scratched
he just showed yeah. such a, he just encouraged us and showed a great belief in us. Mm-hmm. And I think that
He was
for
very
me,
exacting, though.
He's very exacting.
You didn't get away with anything.
Well, that's kind
we
of
had
good,
fun,
isn't it?
He used to, yeah.
He expected the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And expected professional work from students.
Yes.
And,
right.
and that's what brought everybody up.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, what about the orchestra for this engagement?
Well, we have a wonderful orchestra mm-hmm. there, and many of them have played for the choir, many times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward again to working with them.
Great. This isn't, it's not Baroque instruments or
no,
anything?
It's not. No. I know that people, I'm just one of those people who loves to hear Bach on a grand scale.
I do,
I think
too.
Bach is for, no.
Thank you.
I love that. I love it as well in small performance. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think we have some of the very best. I think Tafel music is the greatest.
Amazing.
Early music. It's an amazing group. And I've heard them in Leipzig. And I thought, they were just heads and shoulders above any other group. Mm. And I love those performances.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's, I just think that Bach is, you can play Bach and like saxophone. Doesn't
yes.
matter. I love Bach on piano.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it just
Rubin
translates over.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's for everyone. For me, I just love like the Sanctus. I love huge mm-hmm. big swaths of sound mm-hmm. coming out. I just think it's everybody, I think, deserves a chance to sing Bach.
Sure.
And it's also the performance energy from, authentic music performance. Mm-hmm. The tremendous energy that the players have.
Yes.
And I think both, if you say sides, I don't want it to be sides, it shouldn't
be
split
up. No sides.
But, modern instruments, I think, can learn from that because when they're playing symphonically, their aim is to blend. And that's different.
Yes.
From Baroque practice where, mm-hmm. Everyone feels so much more significant within mm-hmm. the group mm-hmm. that they all have energy. And I think if the both approaches would combine, it would be fantastic.
Would be.
But anyways.
So enough to say that there's a place for everyone.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jean Ashworth Bartle used to say that every child should have the right to sing Bach.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was growing up with my mother, here we were, these little kids in our junior choir, and we would sing Bach in German.
Yeah. Wow.
These little junior choirs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For
That's
sure.
That's so cool.
I know, it's lovely. When I was just a small child, I've had this enduring love of Bach since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm so delighted to be able to conduct the B minor Mass on Saturday.
Oh, we're delighted for you and very excited about hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a wonderful performance, I'm sure. And just one last question, Catherine and Lydia. In your estimation, has Choral music evolved somehow over the years since you first started with the Amadeus Choir. Has it gone someplace? Is it the technique for it changed?
Has you know, I for myself, I mean, I've had great mentors with Sir David Wilcox, and I worked so closely with Elmer Eisler.
Yes, I know
And
that.
I heard the brilliance of both of those people, and I've learned so much how to create sound. You know, it's something that I try to emulate. I just love to hear thrilling choral music. I mean, with the Amadeus Choir, I've always had something I've had in mind. Because I think any conductor, you have to have in mind the sound you want, the style you want. You have to be able to have it in your mind first before you can ask your singers know how to ask for, what to ask for.
Yes.
If you can do that, you know, you clearly can get you want. I don't know about the changing style. What I love about choirs is that there is also a choir for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so there's a huge change right now in that there are so many vocal groups, so many choral groups. Mm. There's a choral group. Honestly, there are three and a half million choral singers in Canada, who identify as members of choirs, and is such an important thing for people.
Yes.
And by the way, that's far more than hockey players, and far more gender equal to have choirs. And there are choirs for every possible ethnic group you can imagine, and for all sorts of various cultures and styles and people of different gender, et cetera. And, you know, it's an exciting thing to be part of right now. It's an explosion. I think that people really need to sing. Oh, I've seen it.
Yes.
And to sing, to have that personal connection. Well, Jean, you know more than anyone how personal that is.
Yes, I do.
And it's very important to people at this point.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning, both you and Catherine. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I wish you all the best, and congratulations, Lydia.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with conductor and artistic director Lydia Adams and mezzo-soprano Catherine Wynne Rogers about the performance of Bach's B minor Mass at York Minster Baptist Church this Saturday at 7:30. For tickets, go to amadeusconcert.com.
Amadeus Choir.
Amadeus Choir.
AmadeusChoir.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean.